Sing, I will be free. The sky is fading to the color of the valley. Dust of angels and dust of dreams. Your city lights will shine until tomorrow. And I will not be here. Your light is brighter than anything I've ever seen. I hear your voice on every station, singing out of your dream. By the roadside, the trees are shivering, black and silver in the cool night air. Under the moon at night, I hear the song you're singing, saying I will meet you there. Your light is brighter than anything I've ever seen. I hear your voice on every station, singing out of your dream. Here I am on the road again, and the song began, and then in the end I'll be standing by the sea. Your light is brighter than anything I've ever seen. I hear your voice on every station, singing out of your dream. I am a driver on a western highway, from the mountains unto the sea. And there's a song on the western highway, saying I will be free. I am a driver on a western highway, from the mountains unto the sea. There's a song on the western highway, saying I will be free. Saying I will be free.
Thank you. I have about an hour's worth of music tonight. Some was written by me and some not. This first one was not written by me. I have no idea who wrote it, and I don't know what it's about, but I like the feel of it, so I thought I'd start with that. The second song is one I wrote called Little Child, and I wrote it quite a number of years ago, back before I had my own little child, back in the days when I had time to write music. And I wrote it when some friends were having a baby, and it made me think a lot about what it meant to bring a child into the world.
may you always run, child of the earth. May you always dance, child of the stars. May the rains fall soft upon your spirit, O child. May you always be child of mine. May you see a land of peace. May we give to you a world of beauty. And when the moon shines upon your dreams and cares, may you see the stars in your hair. Little child, come fly across the universe. Come whisper with the wind. Little child, mysteries and enchantments are yours. You come to the world, a jewel in the sky, seeking wonder, wondering why. And when you find joy in life, and when you find pain, may your tears be a healing summer rain. Little child, come fly across the universe. Come whisper with the wind. Little child, mysteries and enchantments are yours. Little child, come fly across the universe. Come whisper with the wind. Little child, mysteries and enchantments are yours. May you always run, child of the earth. May you always dance, child of the stars. May the rain fall soft upon your spirit, O child. May you always be child of mine. May you always be.
Thank you. The next song is a traditional folk song. Probably a lot of you know it, The Water is Wide. And I think it's a really beautiful song. But if you listen to the words, it sounds like it was written by a very bitter ex-lover. So I left out most of the verses. So I only have three verses left here. And that's what we're going to do, but it's a great song. Let's see. And since there's only a couple of verses, at the end I'll be doing the first verse over several times, so please join in with me when I do that. Thank you.
is wide, I cannot cross o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I. But down in the meadow the other day, a gathering flowers, both fine and gay, a gathering flowers, both red and blue, I little thought what love can do. There is a ship and she sails the sea. She's loaded deep, as deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. I know not if I sink or swim. Water is wide, I cannot cross o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I.
Okay, everybody sing.
The water is wide, I cannot cross o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I. The water is wide, I cannot cross o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I, and both shall row, my love and I. The water is wide.
Thank you. I noticed some good harmonies in there. That was great. Let's see what's next. Oh, this one I think I'll introduce up there just because I'm going to read a short little segment here. The next song is one that I wrote. Is this on? Hello? Okay. For the wolves in Alaska several years ago when they started to become hunted more legally, I guess. And the reason that they thought they needed to reduce the wolf population was that they thought that they were decimating the caribou herds. And there's a story known by the inland Eskimos and many others about the caribou and the wolf relationship and how they survive together. And I'm just going to read that. It's just a short little thing here. The sons of the woman hunted only the big, fat caribou, for they had no wish to kill the weak and the small and the sick, since these were no good to eat, nor were their skins much good. And after a time, it happened that the sick and the weak came to outnumber the fat and the strong. And when the sons saw this, they were dismayed, and they complained to the woman. Then the woman made magic and spoke to Kyla and said, "Your work is no good, for the caribou grows weak and sick, and if we eat them, we must grow weak and sick also." Kyla heard, and then he said, "My work is good. I shall tell Emorak, the spirit of the wolf, and he shall tell his children, and they will eat the sick and the weak and the small caribou, so that the land will be left for the fat and the good ones." And this is what happened, and this is why the caribou and the wolf are one, for the caribou feeds the wolf, but it is the wolf who keeps the caribou strong. There was a place where you ran like the wind, where you sang with the rain, and howled with the moon. There was a place where the rivers ran strong, where the rivers ran silver, in a land without end, where your presence was mystery. There was a place where you ran like the wind, where you sang with the rain, and howled with the moon, where the rivers ran silver, in a land without end, where your presence was mystery. You glittered and echoed throughout the land, and it was you who made the caribou strong. There was a place where you lived without fear, where the land called your name so loud and so clear, where the silver mist shone on your coat, on the trees, on the land that was mystery. You glittered and echoed throughout the land, and it was you who made the caribou strong. Glittered and echoed throughout the land, and it was you who made the caribou strong. The new ones have come, and they want
all they can. They want all the rivers, they want all the land, and they blame upon you the decline of the herd. They want what you've nourished for thousands of years, and they vow to destroy you. So they've taken your home, they've taken your name and your life. You who glittered and echoed throughout the land. There was a place where you ran like the wind, where you sang with the rain, and howled with the moon. There was a place where the rivers ran strong, where the rivers ran silver. In a land without end, where your presence is mystery. There is a place where you run like the wind, where you sing with the rain and howl with the moon, where the rivers run silver. In a land without end, where your presence is mystery. And you glitter and echo throughout the land. And it's you who make the caribou strong. There was a place where you ran like the wind, where you sang with the rain.
Thank you. Well, we've come to a cat song now. And this one I wrote, I lived up here from 81 to 87. I had a cat who came from Wenatchee. He was about 4 years old when he came up here. He flew up here on the airplane to Lucerne, came up on the bus, and people told me he was too fat. But he wasn't fat, he was just shaped like pear. And that was just his body shape. And so I had to write a song in defense of him because he was a very happy cat and I didn't like people making fun of him. And but a few items about him. He was born on a very famous date, May 18th, 1980, long time ago now. Mount St. Helens erupted. And in case you're wondering, Pear died a while ago, so he's not 17 years old now. See anything else about him? Anyway, a lot of you know this song. Please feel free to sing along, and it's easy to catch on to. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, 'cause I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Well, I have on occasion been mistaken for a bear cub, 'cause my fur is black and my tail, well, it's just a stub. They call me names comparing me to a piece of fruit, but I guess that's better than calling me Puff or Puss in Boots. I'm only a pear-shaped cat.
I hike, eat, and sleep all day, and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, because I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Well, I was born in Wenatchee, not very far away. At the time when Mount St. Helens was having a really bad day, they flew me in an airplane to God knows where. And they took one look at me and said, he looks like a pear. I'm only a pear, pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day, and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, because I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide. Well, the life of a cat is sometimes hard to take. What with decision after decision, shall I eat or shall I wait? Do I want to go out or come in? Oh, the choices I must make. Well, think I'll just sit here and stare and meditate. Well, they took me to Seattle, where the skies are always gray. And that city life is crazy, and now my fur is that same gray. But I just want you to know that no matter what the stress, I'm still the same old cat with the best shape in the West. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day, and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, because I carry these 13 pounds with pride. Got so much to do, I just can't decide. Well, now I am in kitty heaven, and I'm having quite the time. They got mice to chase and trees to climb if I could just make up my mind. But the best thing by far about this life up in the clouds is that no one cares just how you look or with what shape you're endowed. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day, and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, because I carry these 13 pounds with pride. Got so much to do, I just can't decide. I'm only a pear-shaped cat. I eat and sleep all day, and I like it like that. I'm a pear-shaped cat, don't call me fat, because I carry these 13 pounds with pride. And I've got so much to do, I just can't decide.
Thank you. He was a great cat. This summer was a very special occasion in my parents' lives. It was their 50th wedding anniversary in June. And where are they? Oh. There's my mom and dad, Marge and Dennis Rucka. Can you stand up for a minute? And I wrote this song for that occasion. They met in 1947, in January, in Wenatchee, and they were married in June of 1947. And in fact, my mom says that one of their friends didn't give them their wedding present until a year later because she didn't think it would last. It was 1947 when we made our start. 1947 when I took you to my heart and vowed to love and honor and cherish through and through. And from that day, I've made my home with you.
And I love you when the starlight begins to shine. Love you when the morning sun begins to climb. I love you like the mountains, like the vast and shining sea. I love you. You're home to me. We've lived so much life, we really have been blessed. We raised a family, our kids are just the best. We've traveled the wide world, we've danced a step or two. We've biked and hiked, but best is that I've done it all with you. And I love you when the starlight begins to shine. I love you when the morning sun begins to climb. I love you like the mountains, like the vast and shining sea. I love you. You're home to me. And in 50 years we've traveled so many roads and bends. 50 years with my best friend. There's been so many changes in 50 years or so. There's footsteps on the moon, color TV video. There's been a lot more war than we ever hoped to see. Through it all, you're there with me. And I love you when the starlight begins to shine. I love you when the morning sun begins to climb. I love you like the mountains, like the vast and shining sea. I love you. You're home to me. And I love you when the starlight begins to shine. I love you when the morning sun begins to climb. I love you like the mountains, like the vast and shining sea. I love you. You're home to me. You're home to me.
Thank you. Now we're going to do a round, and so I hope you're all ready to sing. And this is probably a song that a number of you might know, By the Waters of Babylon. I'll sing it through once, and then we'll practice a few times, and then we'll do it. So this is how it goes.
By the waters of Babylon, we lay down and wept for thee, Zion. We remember thee, remember thee, remember thee, Zion.
So, that's the song. How many of you know that song? Oh, good. Okay. So, I'll just sing, it's three part, there's three, you can have three groups, so we'll just all learn it, and then we'll do it. So the first line, by the waters of Babylon, excuse me, okay, try that.
By the waters of Babylon, we lay down and wept Zion, we lay down and wept, and wept for thee, Zion. We remember thee, remember thee, remember thee, Zion. We remember thee, remember thee, remember thee, Zion. Okay, we'll sing it through once and see if everybody's got it. By the waters of Babylon, we lay down and wept for thee, Zion. We remember thee, remember thee, remember thee, Zion. Okay. Everybody feel good about that? Okay. We'll divide into three groups. How about there, there, and there? And I'll sing it through once, the whole thing, and then we'll start with you guys. And so you come in. By the waters of Babylon. By the waters. Okay? And I'll start each group, and then you're on your own. By the waters of Babylon, we lay down and wept for thee, Zion. We remember thee, remember thee, remember thee, Zion. By the waters, the waters of Babylon, by the waters of Babylon, by the waters, the waters of Babylon, by the waters, the waters of Babylon, by thank you. Very good. Now we have a dog song. And this is a song written by a singer-songwriter from Montana, Jack Gladstone. And let's see. I don't know the words, so I have to. And it tells an amazing story about, well, it's a true story. It took place, let's see, between the years of August 1937 and January 1942. And it was an amazing vigil that was kept by this dog for his human friend that had died. And this is called Old Shep. Thank you. Not so long ago, outside of Fort Benton, was a tale born of a faithful friend as the train pulled away from the station with the body of an old shepherd man. Through his final years on these Montana plains, over pasture and highland, through hard summer rains, old Shep ran beside him, tending the flocks, patrolling the range. Old Shep slept beside him, ever alert if the silence did change. 1,000 sunrises were met with old Shep. The fall came, the light grew dimmer for the shepherd man when he reached the town. And old Shep could sense there would be a long journey to a meadow space where peace is found. Down in a bed in Fort Benton he lay, his spirit departed, but his body stayed. Old Shep walked beside him as they carried his casket up to the train. Old Shep tried to climb on board, but they pushed him away to the station platform. Here a separate trail was met by old Shep. How many nights, how many days would your partner wait for you? How many seasons would you weather the storm if your companion was long overdue? For over six snows, old Shep waited, and through five springs there was no return. He met each train that rolled into the station. His faith remained, his candle burned. Then on a cold, dark, wintry day, our hero rejoined his best friend. Now old Shep is beside him, tending the heavens, patrolling the range. Old Shep stays beside him as the seasons revolve, this big sky of change, a faithful friend we won't forget. Old Shep runs beside him, tending the heavens, patrolling the range. Old Shep stays beside him as the seasons revolve, this big sky of change, a friend we won't forget. Old Shep.
This next song is also a story song written by Fred Small. And this one is about a polar bear named Larry who grew up in the Los Angeles Zoo. And this was in the 30s. And it happened that they wanted to use him for a movie. And so they took him to Alaska to be in a movie. And when he got there, he sort of felt his home calling, and he ran away. And this is his story, and Fred Small writes this about this song. He says, "This song is based on a true story. People ask, what happened to Larry after he ran away? And I answered, no one knows. Maybe he survived and flourished. Maybe he died. But at that moment of stunning realization of who we really are and what we must do, sometimes we must take a terrible risk. We leap into the void, but we know somehow with absolute certainty that we are going home."
In 1932, at a zoo in Los Angeles, a polar bear named Larry performed for the crowd. They'd cheer aloud. He'd go slipping and slipping and sliding, jumping and diving. The people would laugh They took his photograph. Larry was born at the zoo. He never knew as he grew older anything colder than Los Angeles, which is warmer than Alaska. Where Larry's parents were born. Larry the polar bear, he'd never harm a hair on a child's head. He'd do tricks for them at the Los Angeles Zoo, as he'd been taught to by his keeper, Fran. Fran would teach him new tricks, a funny pose, scratching his nose. He knew there'd be a fish at the end. Fran was his friend. One day she said, Larry, you'll be in the movies with real movie stars and a few simple tricks and lots of fish to be filmed on location in Alaska. And so they rehearsed for Larry's big scene. He was supposed to be mean and growl at a woman who was rescued by a man who scared him away. It was stupid, but fun to do. The director would frown and jump up and down, kind of like the chimps at the zoo. Larry the polar bear, he'd never harm a hair on a child's head. He'd do tricks for them at the Los Angeles Zoo, as he'd been taught to by his keeper, Fran. At last came the day of the trip. They put Larry in a crate, 12 foot by 8, and he sailed aboard a steamship. The journey was long and boring. Fran would visit. She'd talk to him and bring him his favorite fish. Then the noise and the rumbling stopped, and they lowered him down, set the crate on the frozen ground, and opened it. Fran said, Larry, we're here. It's time for your tricks. And Larry appeared. He looked out at the gray Bering Sea. He squinted and puzzled, put his nose to the wind, and the scent of the seal made him tremble. He smelled the fox in its lair, and the weasel and hare, felt lichen and snow neath his paws. And he looked at the tundra and ice. He looked at the loon in the sky, and he ran. Slowly at first, kind of lumbering, he ran. Gathering speed, gathering memories from within. Old and dim, growing stronger. To run and to swim, to dive and to float. The cold at his throat, but warm inside, neath the fur and hide. Ocean and ice all around him, he ran. He ran, and he swam away.
Thank you. The next song is one I just recently finished, and I wrote it for Mark, my husband. And I haven't written, my daughter is just turned 3, and the song I wrote for my parents and this one are the first ones I've written since she's been born, because I haven't really had a lot of extra time. One thing that was kind of interesting, I heard a singer-songwriter play once, and he said after his daughter was born, he was so inspired, he just went and wrote all these hundreds of new songs, and I'm going, obviously, you weren't taking care of the kid. But that's Raina over there. She's the nicest kid in the world, of course. But I wrote this for Mark, and what I was thinking of when I wrote it was how much less time we have now to spend just with each other. And so it's kind of a different phase of life now, but the other phase will come back, and it's just this whole new adventure. Wind that flies through the seasons, wandering the mountain peaks, flowing to the sea. I am the wind that flies through the seasons, waking up the daytime stars that sparkle silver through your dream. There's a wind that's blowing through the colors of the rainbow. There's a wind that's blowing through the colors of my soul. And I know that in the nighttime, when I see the silver moon glow, and I dream of flying to the stars, your song will be there too. And it's been a long, long time since the rain has crossed the valley, and I've heard the coyotes crying in the wind. It's been a long, long time since our path has climbed together, but you know I'll always wait for you, and you will wait for me. Underneath the silver trees, shining to the sea. I am the rain that falls in the nighttime, covering the earth with stars, calling you to me. I am the rain calling you. And it's been a long, long time since the rain has crossed the valley, and I've heard the coyotes crying in the wind. It's been a long, long time since our path has climbed together, but you know I'll always wait for you, and you will wait for me. Yes, it's been a long, long time since the rain has crossed the valley, and I've heard the coyotes crying in the wind. It's been a long, long time since our path has climbed together, but you know I'll always wait for you,
you will wait for me. Flies through the seasons, wandering the mountain peaks, flowing to the sea. And I love you.
Thank you. I'd played that song once before for Mark earlier this week, and Raina was climbing all over him, so hopefully he got to hear it this time. Well, we're in for another cat song here. This one's called Perfect Companion, P-U-R-R-F-E-C-T, perfect. And feel free to join in. This is my cat theme song, theme music, I think. If you're young or if you're old, if you're shy or if you're bold, if you're brown or white or pink or blue, or if you drive a Subaru, or if your light don't shine the brightest, it don't matter in the slightest, 'cause a cat don't care about your personal traits. Just keep the dish full and don't be late. If you're tall or if you're small, even if you have no lap at all, if you know the answer but lost the key, if you get your news from MTV, if you, no matter what your political bent, you voted Dole for president, well, a cat don't care what you've been up to as long as you come home when you ought to. And just keep that bowl filled to the brim, 'cause the last thing your cat wants to be is thin. Supper's done, it's time to prowl. Sit on the fence, give a good yowl. If the neighbors complain, don't worry about the din, 'cause if your cat's out, he'll wanna be in. He won't tell you where he's going, won't tell you where he's been, and he'll never admit it. But he's your friend. Now you may think your cat's a lazy thing, but he really wants to help out with everything. He'll help unravel that ball of string. He knows when your room needs dismantling. He'll guard your house from the windowsill. He'll be your siren for the fire drill. And he's got 9 lives, yes, it's true, but if you're in trouble, he'll give 1 to you. Now a cat's not perfect, I'll admit. They don't come when you call, they don't sit when you say sit. They'll sleep all through the day, but when you retire, it's time to play. They'll sharpen their claws on your best chair. They'll sleep anywhen and anywhere, and you better get used to a little cat hair, 'cause you'll find it in your coffee and your underwear. Yes, your cat's a creature beyond compare. Feeling low? Now don't despair. A cat will calm you and make you sane. It'll lower that blood pressure in your veins. So just cuddle up in your favorite chair. You know your cat will soon be there. Just give him a scratch under the chin. He'll purr breathing out, he'll purr breathing in. Now a cat's not perfect, I'll admit. They don't come when you call, they don't sit when you say sit. They'll sleep all through the day, but when you retire, it's time to play. They'll sharpen their claws on your best chair. They'll sleep anywhen and anywhere, and you better get used to a little cat hair, 'cause you'll find it in your coffee and your underwear. So just keep that bowl filled to the brim, 'cause the last thing your cat wants to be is thin. Supper's done, it's time to prowl. Sit on the fence and give a good yowl. If the neighbors complain, don't worry about the din, 'cause your cat's out, he'll wanna be in. He won't tell you where he's going, won't tell you where he's been, and he'll never admit it. But he's your friend. Yes, if you buy my tape, you can learn to sing along on that song. I have 2 more songs for you tonight. The first one is Mark and I spent 3 summers out at the Image Lake the Miner's Ridge Lookout, 18 miles that way. And it was an incredibly beautiful place. And in fact, we'd hiking in out of Holden, and one 10-day tour out there, we saw more bears than people. I think we saw 8 bears and like 3 people. And also an especially incredible sight was when at night during a full moon, if the clouds would come in to the valley bottom and just fill the valley like an ocean, and you'd just have this glowing sea, and it was just incredible. And that's where the images to this song came from, living there. This is called Moon of the Coyote. Sometimes beyond the mountains, beyond the sea, in another world and time, in a land that we can't see, within the mountains, within the sea, within the moon of the coyote. Sometimes beyond the mountains, beyond the sea, sometimes I hear the cry of the moon of the coyote. Sometimes I feel a memory of things I never knew, and through the veil I feel myself becoming part of the moon. The moon has a spirit, the moon has a name. But do we know what his mystery? Do we know how to pray? There's a lone coyote waiting, calling out to you, saying, follow me, we'll all be coming part of the moon. Running through the nighttime, running through the rain, through a shimmering of moonlight, shining all across the plain, and far up in the mountains and out across the sea, the lone coyote waits for someone. Is it waiting for me? When will we be there? When will we know? Beyond the moon, coming home. Running through the nighttime, running through the rain, through a shimmering of moonlight, shining all across the plain, and far up in the mountains and out across the sea, the lone coyote waits for someone. Is it waiting for me? Has a spirit, the moon has a name, but do we know what is mystery? Do we know how to pray? There's a lone coyote waiting, calling out to you, saying, follow me, we're all becoming part of the moon. The
moon has a spirit, the moon has a name, but do we know what is mystery? Do we know how to pray? There's a lone coyote waiting, calling out to you, saying, follow me, we're all becoming part of the moon. Follow me, we're all becoming part of the moon. Sometimes beyond the mountains, beyond the sea,
thank you. I have one last song, and before I sing it, I should probably do my advertisement. The Holden Bookstore does sell my tapes. I have two of them out, and so if you couldn't catch the words of some of these, it's written there. Well, the second one, all the words are written out on it. This last song was one I wrote soon after being at the Lookout Tower, and actually I wrote it about my daughter, Raina, and this was long before she was even conceived. But this is called Raina's Song. It didn't have a name until after she was born. And I'd like to thank you all for coming and being a great audience. Thanks. She was born under the starry skies. She was born upon the clouds. The trees and the mountains lullaby, an ageless drifting sound. I heard it upon the mountainside. I heard it upon the wind. A song so distant, it rang in the sky. Who can say where it begins? And I cannot seem to find the way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings. I met her upon the mountainside. I met her beside the stream. And she told me about the starry skies and the place where the coyote sings. And I cannot seem to find the way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings. Before I could speak, sparkling of dew on the leaves. But the air was alive with a shimmer of light.
in the place where the coyote sings. And I cannot seem to find the whole way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings. And I cannot seem to find the whole way to the banks of the river that sings, to the edge of the wood that opens the way to the place where the coyote sings, the place where the coyote sings, the place where the coyote sings.
Thank you very much.